Welcome to Seattle, Washington and CenturyLink Field. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, joined by Andrew Mason, Greg Caldwell. It's week two of the preseason, and the Broncos here on Saturday night getting ready to play the Seahawks. As I said, it is week two. Camp's officially over now, so this is really kind of the true test these teams have left in terms of preparing for the regular season. Gray, week two, I think the offense last week, starters got, what, seven snaps? Should be a lot more than that tonight.
Well, Coach Fox said this week it's going to be a typical second preseason game in the fact that the starters may play up through the entire first half. They'll at least play the first quarter, you would imagine. But not only that, they're going to use this as it's the last road game before the regular season.
Yeah.
So they're going to use this in loud Seattle as an example of what the team is going to be experiencing in week two when they go up to New York City.
Yeah, loud Seattle is right. This place, one of the loudest places in the league. Andrew, the starters get a chance to work through that noise. We'll get to more of that in a moment, but they will get more reps on the field. What do you want to see from the first team? Let's start offensively, and frankly, I'm guessing it starts along the line.
Yeah, it does. What you want to see is you want to see a little bit more protection for Peyton Manning. Remember, he took a little bit of a soft shot last week from Alden Smith when he beat Chris Clark on the left side. So you want to see better pass protection. You also want to see a little bit better in terms of getting out in front on the run. There really wasn't a lot of push from the first team line or the second team offensive line. And as a result, Ronnie Hillman and Monte Ball frequently met in the backfield. So they'd like to get a little bit more push up front against a very good front seven. Now on the other side, kind of the same thing. The Broncos want to see the defensive tackles get more involved with the running game. You saw them pushed off the line of scrimmage a lot last week when Michael James had some solid runs for San Francisco. And if they don't get any kind of push against Seattle, then what you're going to see is you're going to see Marshawn Lynch and two pretty good backups in Robert Turbin and Christine Michael, rookie from Texas A&M. They're going to get a lot of yardage. The Broncos have to shore up that run defense this week.
Yeah, they will get a lot more reps tonight. They could go till halftime. We'll see. Depends how efficient they are early on in the game. And they will get to play in this noise. You can hear it right now. Peyton Manning talked about how that will help this team to prepare for the regular season.
The crowd noise goes on the entire time. You know, when we're out here practicing, you know, and sometimes on the road, right after the play, there is a little less noise. You know, everybody does have to take a sip of their beer or eat their nachos, you know, and they can't yell during that time. You know, they always, they usually get loud 25 seconds to the zero. So we probably make it tougher out here. It's not as loud. Now, you cannot duplicate what we're going to hear at Seattle on Saturday, but you try to make it as irritating and as frustrating as it possibly can out here at practice. And so when you get to the games, you say, boy, I've worked through this before, and this is why we have hand signals, and the linemen, sometimes are having to read lips. At times it's so loud, but that's why you work through it out here at practice.
That's Peyton Manning earlier this week back at Dove Valley talking about the coaching staff pumping in some crowd noise to simulate the environment here in Seattle. Now, Andrew, for the second week in a row, this team will go against a mobile, dual-threat quarterback in Russell Wilson. Good test to get them ready for the regular season.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a kind of guy that's, he can make plays happen with his feet, make them happen with his arm. Really, you've got to worry about over-pursuing him. If you get too far around the edge, he's simply just going to take off, and 10 or 15 yards later, you're going to wonder what the heck happened. So, really, you've got to have discipline if you're Von Miller, Wesley Woodyard, working from the edges. You can't get caught out of position. And really, it's a good physical and also a good cerebral test for those guys in terms of learning how to deal with quarterbacks like that, because there's more of them on the schedule this year.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, a backup last year, Gray, a starter this year for this team in just his second season, and Raheem Moore talked about why he thinks that happened this week at camp.
Well, he was a backup in the preseason last year when the Broncos saw him. Obviously, he performed really well. At the time, it was just against second teamers, but he obviously earned that job, and Raheem said it didn't surprise him after seeing what he could do last year in the preseason.
Yeah, he's special. You know, he can do it all, man. Whenever you have a quarterback like him who can throw it, who's young with a lot of you can tell he has a chip on the shoulder when he's playing. And he can do it all. To me, he has no weaknesses, you know, and that's kind of scary. So all we got to do is go out there, man, and do what we do best and compete. You know, they're going to make their plays, but all we got to do is just try to limit most of them, you know, and just go out there and do our best.
That's Raheem Moore from one of the last couple of days of training camp, and that's going to do it for us here at CenturyLink Field pregame. And remember, nationally, you can probably catch this game on NFL Network tonight. They're going to pick up the broadcast around 8:30 Denver time, and in town, you can see it on KUSA Channel 20. With Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason, I'm Chris Hall. We're going to be here all game, be here all post-game. We'll have videos, photos, and articles, everything covering this game, and including story by Gray on how the first team performed as soon as Coach Fox decides to pull them out of the game. Here at CenturyLink Field, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Plenty more on DenverBroncos.com all night long.